Prep Sports Now. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, and I think we both may have seen the future on Friday night. Brewer saw Basic win the Henderson Bowl. I saw Faith Lutheran put a smack down. Two programs that, while established, look like they might be dominant for years to come. We're going to talk about that, along with everything else going on in high school football today on the show. Prep Sports Now, presented by Wingstop, the Wing Experts, open at 8 Las Vegas locations until midnight. Brewer, I teased it, but you made a controversial statement last week that Basic was about to dominate the Henderson Bowl series like it was the 90s for Green Valley, and I doubt there was anything you saw Friday night to sway you from that, as Basic beats Green Valley 35-7.
Yeah, Basic, as in any rivalry game, came out so emotional and so fired up and so ready to play that it took a while for them to settle down, but their defense was really good. The quarterback for Green Valley got knocked out in the second quarter. The new kid that came in couldn't throw the ball. One thing leads to another, and Basic puts on a show. It was only 14-0 at half. Basic makes it 21-0 first play of the second half. And then Green Valley just, you know, they had no ability to move the ball through the air, and they couldn't catch up. So congrats to Basic. Big win by the Wolfpack. Henderson Bowl, the kids had a good time. They jumped up and down and partied like it was 1991, the first year of the game.
Yeah, Basic now 6-1. Canyon Springs having a good year, but you look at that game, they're undefeated if they find a way to not lose by a field goal at Canyon Springs. But so impressed by the Wolves, and especially I think a big thing, and I'd like to get your take on this since you've seen them and I haven't, but it seems like their defense has really come along within the last month. They're giving up so many points early in the year, and it's not like they're playing teams that can't score. Green Valley has always been good on offense, and Silverado put up a 42 spot or something on Foothill and just destroying them on Thursday night. Basic held them scoreless for like 2.5 quarters. So I think a big thing to make the Wolves into the contenders they are is that the defense has grown. I know they had a lot of young kids, but it seems like they've gotten better as the season's gone on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. At the beginning of the year, they had just so many new pieces that you didn't know who was going to respond, how they were going to respond, how they were going to win games. Now they've kind of figured it out, and when your offense could score as quickly as Basics can, it gives that defense a little freedom to take some chances, and they've done a good job of putting some pressure on other teams. And, hey, the end result is it looks like if they could get through Foothill this weekend, they'll be playing Liberty at home for the league championship.
Well, crazy how that sets up, because I know I was a little bit higher on Basic than you, but I still didn't think they were necessarily going to be the number two in the Southeast. So lucky scheduling break there, because, I mean, that's also a game where Basic has been good enough to where you could convince me if Liberty has an off night that Basic could play with them a little bit. No? Not quite? You're just – every week you just inch a little bit more towards giving Basic some respect, and then you just – you gotta cut it off. You say they have absolutely no chance against Liberty?
I'm saying that – I mean, I was there at the regional championship game last year, right?
This is someone that was trying to sell me on Arborview having a chance against Bishop Gorman, though. You think Arborview has a better chance against Bishop Gorman than Basic does against Liberty?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. All right.
I think that I think
listening the Wolves.
Because Basic has to throw the ball to beat you. Arborview's
good at it, though.
Yeah, but I don't care how good you are at it. If it gets a little windy in the November in Vegas, which it tends to do, you ain't going to do it. I think Arborview could run some clock. I mean, look at – did you see the score of the Coronado-Liberty game?
A lot to a little.
35-7.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking to Morocco, I'm like, do I ask him what happened? Like, they only beat him by 28.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't look at that and think disappointed. I think, okay, I bet I probably had them winning by a little bit more.
But no.
They're making, like,
Coronado was giving up. They got hammered by Basic.
I don't know. That doesn't strike me.
What I'm saying is that Coronado went on
a 40-point favorite, so they didn't cover by 12.
They went on a 12-minute drive. Coronado did. Drain the clock, baby. That's how you beat Gorman. You keep Tate Martell parked on the sideline, and then you get lucky.
And also the problem with that is I think Gorman's defense might be better than its offense this year.
Gorman's defense is good.
Ridiculous.
But what I'm saying is that you're asking me who's keeping it closer, Arbor against Gorman or Liberty against Basic, and I just don't think Basic is set up to...
Time out. You're changing the question. I did not say who keeps it closer.
What did you say?
I said who has a better chance to win. That's different than keeping it closer, because I might agree with you.
Who has a better chance to win?
Yes.
So if Basic loses by 30 to Liberty and Arbor loses by 22, Arbor had the least...
Well, no, I feel like you're conflating this. I mean, if you have to pick, let's say these games are getting played 100 times, you had to pick one of these teams to win. Your life is on the line. You have to pick one of these teams to beat the other. There's no way out of it. I'm picking Basic every time. You were making the case for Arborview. I'm not saying in these one results which game is going to be closer.
I just think Basic can't out Basic Liberty. It's the same team. They run the same thing.
All right, well, I would pick Liberty in the game to be clear on that.
I would, too.
We've seen Liberty lose to a local opponent within this era.
Canyon
Springs.
Never
seen Gorman do it.
Gorman's a dynasty. There's no doubt about it.
There's no chance. Like, I don't even know why. I guess I brought that up because you were trying to sell me on something I think is a lot more far-fetched last week. But I think that'll be really fun, the Basic Liberty game, assuming this week – Liberty has Silverado, I think.
Silverado, yeah.
And Basic has Foothill.
They should both
win. Two rivalry games.
Rivalry games, yeah. But, I mean, technically they should both win.
Yeah, so that should be good. And I would not be surprised if Basic plays them close. We'll have to see how that ends up.
Plays Foothill close?
Plays Liberty close.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if this Basic – I think I picked this Basic Foothill game to be close too.
Okay.
Not to ruin the picks, but isn't this kind of a good spot for Foothill? I mean, they're coming off getting smashed. Now they're on a longer week to get things together. Basic is feeling really good about themselves on this three-game win streak where they've beaten three pretty good teams, or at least two good teams. Couldn't I set it up for, like, Foothill's going to play better than you expect?
Yeah, Foothill gave up a lot last week.
They did.
Okay. For whatever that's worth. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to seeing undefeated Liberty versus undefeated Basic. At Basic, where Liberty's won, I've been to the last two or three Liberty games there, and Liberty's just Kenny Noblad in the shotgun. It's like a 7-on-7 passing league event. No pressure, just sits back, throws it long, do it again. But with that said, Liberty is good. Their receivers are great, but I like the Eagles and Harris kid from Basic. They're well put together.
For sure. So that'll be fun. And since this road somehow led to Bishop Gorman, the school you told me you think could maybe be in position to knock Gorman off one of these upcoming years is Faith Lutheran, right?
I did. What do you think?
I could see the infrastructure there. I don't think talent-wise they are quite there yet, but I think that they are going – way over even our expectations this year. They improved to 3-1 in the Northwest at a game I attended against Cimarron Memorial. 57-20 victory where their offense was just flying. Speaking of teams that can throw the ball well and will spread you out a little bit, I was taken aback by how well Faith Lutheran's offense ran, and that was even with their stud go-to guy, Christian Marshall, was hurt for a little bit. Came back, wasn't really the same, but it seems like their quarterback, Sagan Gronauer, has gotten better as the season's gone on. They got other kids that can fill in for Marshall. Sondre Spiller was great, and Elijah Cody is just one of the best receiving weapons I think there is in town.
I like that kid a lot. I told you about him when I saw them to play.
Yeah, very good. I mean, even some of their other receivers did big things. I know this Michael Peck had a great catch.
Could they play defense, though, CK?
No points in the second half. I know it was just Cimarron, but they gave up 220-some yards to Tyree Riley, another kid you hyped up who I think is well worth the attention he's getting. Probably the best running back I've seen this year. I mean, performance-wise.
Yeah. Plus, when you saw Ollie Walsh, you got stonewalled.
Yeah, Ollie Walsh is the best running back in town, so I should say that, but he was – he was hurt. He was playing on the best team in the nation. So I thought Tyree Riley was great. I don't even think either of us picked Faith Lutheran to make the playoffs. Now they're sitting at second in the Northwest. I think you could make an argument they're the second best team in the Northwest. They've already beaten Legacy.
We'll find out this week.
They have Shadow Ridge this week.
This is the game. Shadow, who put up 61 against Centennial, whose defense has just failed them miserably all year.
The Centennial 1-3 in league.
They've probably given up more points than any other big school team, any other competitive team in town.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure. So, Faith and Shadow, is that your two and your three right now?
You have to be, yeah.
I mean, Legacy and Shadow are technically tied. You would have Shadow ahead of Legacy. I don't think they've played, have they?
No. Or did Shadow beat them? Who did Shadow lose to?
No, because Legacy only has one loss.
Oh, they lost to Faith. No, Legacy lost to Faith. 22-19. Legacy
lost to Faith. Shadow lost to Arbor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that will be a big game, possibly for a home playoff spot. Shadow Ridge is going to line up and run the ball. Double wing team, right? I haven't seen them.
Same thing. They're Arbor View with blue jerseys.
Yep, and Faith Lutheran is going to spread you out, so a contrast to styles. And I think this one's tough to call. Am I wrong?
It's probably the game of the week.
Okay.
Well, no. It's one of the games of the week.
All right. What about, I don't know where else you're going with one of the games of the week.
Oh,
what
come about, on. You don't know where else I'm going?
I'm going to say where I'm going to go.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it the same? Sometimes you turn your nose up at some of these games, so I don't ever know where you're going. My game of the week is Durango and Sierra Vista.
Yeah, baby. Undefeated.
I didn't know where you were going.
We're number two. We're number two. We're number two.
I just see
where I'm coming?
Sometimes I'll think that a game against these teams that haven't been necessarily great in the last few years and they're having a bounce back year, I'm looking forward to, and you'll be like, well, this and this. Sometimes you're a downer, but it doesn't seem like you are. And
we're number
game.
Two.
You're there.
We're number two. What about me? I'm so unprepared. I'm talking to Gerber on Friday, and he's like, yeah, we're so fired up. Big game next week. I'm like, oh, you guys are going to Gorman? That's awesome. He goes, no, Gorman, we're playing Vista. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So I asked him about playing Gorman. Totally, I'm a week ahead of myself. But undefeated Sierra Vista, who has had to kind of piece it together the last 2 weeks, against undefeated Durango. Both of them got lucky to beat Bonanza, or had to hang on to beat Bonanza, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've both been in some close games. Bonanza, Durango beat by one. And Sierra Vista was another, yep, 36-32.
Yeah, had to come back and win. But both teams are undefeated. And we said going into the year to reset the table, our narrative was, okay, Gorman is going to kill everybody by running clock in the first quarter. And we saw that Friday where Clark had a first down. And behind that, it's a really darn fun league, right? Clarks, Spring Valley, Sierra Vista, Bonanza, Durango, D.O.
D.O.'s another team, but two close games with both Sierra Vista.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so it's six teams that are on the rise, we're feeling good about, and Gorman. And the whole time we was like, who's going to take second? You know, you take second, you get a home playoff game. It means you've beat up on all the other teams. Well, we're going to find out who's taking second. Durango, which, remember, didn't win a game all last year, and Sierra Vista.
Right. Now, of course, I don't think either of us have seen either of these teams, but from following them from afar, from talking to the coaches every once in a while, what's your sense of what do you think this game's going to come down to?
I mean, I think it's going to be the team that makes, and this is probably every game, but the least amount of mistakes. We've seen, and I've done the Durango game over the last few weeks, so I've seen when Durango's really clicking on all cylinders – they're awesome, but then when they kind of, you know, I think against Bonanza, they might have been up 20-0 and they took some time off, and Bonanza rallied and they put the ball on the floor a little bit. So whoever commits the least amount of turnovers, I think wins the game. And I think both teams aren't going to be able to throw the ball much, so it's whoever's going to be able to knock the other team over and run the rock.
Yeah, neither team really is that much of an aired-out offense. They both like to keep things on the ground. I do seem to think that Sierra Vista has a little bit more big play potential. I don't know, just from what I've...
Are you going to pick Sierra Vista? I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
I might. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you better watch out for my guy, Aljay Kamara, from Durango.
And he played for Tennessee. It's Alvin Kamara.
Well, anyways, this kid goes off for like three TDs every game. He's the real deal.
Olaje Ibrahim Kamara.
Well, I'm just calling him a whatever Kamara. But anyways, that guy's the real deal. Of course, Siravis is quarterback. Both teams I like. Their quarterbacks are emerging. Renfroe over at Durango High School, and for Sierra Vista,
Oscar Aliaga. Yeah, I guess I don't know if I've done any Durango games, so maybe the big play thing wasn't right. It just seems like Sierra Vista, a lot of their games will be low scoring, but then it'll be like, Brian LaGrange had a 40-yard touchdown or something like that. So I like the Sierra Vista team, even though I think I've picked against them a couple times. Desert Oasis keeps coming so close to pulling these upsets for me. They're getting you back in the picks competition. I pick them like upsets every week.
Yes.
And it just doesn't happen. I'm certainly excited for this game. It's just really nice to see some schools that have kind of been afterthoughts for the most part for the last 10 years now really in the conversation and the game you're looking most forward to going into the weekend.
Yeah, and what about this game? Cimarron Palo. Right?
This is the opposite of what I just said.
Schools I know, but
have been in the conversation before and now are not.
But years ago, we would have, Case, this would have been the game we would have, like, had circled on our calendar all year, and we would have tried to label it as the best ever or the best of the year or the best of this decade. And it was, you know, state championships, legendary coaches, great pedigree, run the rock, great solid defense, game one in the trenches. Palo needs the win.
1-11.
Yeah. Palo's staring down the barrel of a Ofer, a bagel.
Yep. And, you know, they've played a tough schedule. They still have some okay pieces. I would think team-wise they have a little bit more talent. But the Ray Brewer theorem, I think Cimarron's going to have the best player on the field.
Yeah, I agree.
Having seen both teams, I mean, the Tyree Riley kid, and that's not even a slight against Palo Verde. I think Riley kid's one of the best in town.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing is, you know, punching in the stats, Palo's had some games where they've had, like, 30 rushes for 280, 43 rushes for 300 yards. They're just not, you know, turning those into touchdowns.
They had Faith Lutheran beat, it seemed like, that game. So they have blown some games. The game I was at against Green Valley, I think they had a lead in the fourth quarter, fell apart. They played Foothill close, so I think it's some – I mean, I'm not sitting here saying the Panthers are a good team or everything. You know, they've had this much bad luck. But they're probably a little bit unlucky to have not won one game yet.
Yeah.
I think one of those close games they would have broken through.
And you look at our preseason top 10. We had Palo. They've obviously not won. We've had Centennial. They've been, you know, as expected offensively.
Not a top 10 team, though.
Definitely not playing defense like one. Vegas, you could argue they got – unlucky. Their coach brought up a good point to me the other day.
Okay, let's hear it.
Anytime I go to a Vegas game, they lose.
Every time I go, I think they feel like they win.
Well, maybe you should. I mean, now take that back. I've been to the Rancho Vegas game a few straight years. I like the pageantry of the Bone Game.
I think I covered them twice last year. They won both. Don't know if I'll be out there. Frank Nails Field this year.
Yeah.
Seems like the best games have passed.
I'm a jinx. Briefly, in the lower level, Virgin Valley remains undefeated.
Last week of the regular season, right?
Yeah, they got Boulder, so they're going to be the number one seed. My Cowboys are playing for a home playoff game against Moapa Valley. It's going to be a great game.
Who exploded for like 60 points or something crazy.
Who did they play?
Del Sol.
Oh, did they play Del Sol?
Competitive this year.
Yeah.
It had a decent year, and it was Moapa Valley 66, Del Sol 19.
So Del Sol's going to be the four, right? Boulder's the odd team out.
The two and the three are up for grabs.
Unless Boulder beats Virgin, they're the odd team out, right? Or they're the odd team out regardless, because they would have lost a tiebreaker with every team.
Correct.
So this is Boulder's last game.
So Virgin's already clinched the one, too, because they've beaten Shap and Moapa.
Correct.
So all that's up for grabs is the two and the three. I'm sure we'll get to our picks later, but I will just tell you right now, I wouldn't want to be playing Moapa. We always thought they'd get it together. I know it's just one game, and it's easy to jump on a board of a program like that, but I'm not The Pirates are not a team I want to play.
Yeah, you know what? The odd thing is I mean, so Desert Pines labored past Sunrise Mountain.
Yep.
Desert Pines is the most my God, I'm going to feel so bad for those kids if they can't win state.
I think I'm a little bit – last week I wasn't ready to say someone else different was the favorite. I think now I'm getting a little worried. I just keep thinking they're going to put it together one of these weeks mm-hmm. against a decent team, and they never have.
And according to Lake Tahoe guy who – listen, he knows more about Northern Nevada football than anybody else. Spring Creek is the real deal, right?
Yes, so Desert Pines – they got that looming, even if they do figure out Southern Nevada, which I'm telling you, like, these lower level.
Yeah, but if DP has to go to Spring Creek or whatever, dude, I just don't see them winning that game. And that's a shame, but.
And I mean,
they're going to have, like, eight Division I kids on signing day, too.
They're going to have to get there first. Some of these teams are tough.
But it's so two Vegas teams are going to be in the semifinals, right, CK? Are you sweating or is that water?
Oh, it's water.
Okay.
I'm not sweating.
That was a tough question.
It is that year, correct?
It is. I could see – no, in the lower school.
Okay, yes.
I could see Shap, Moapa, Virgin, DP, Sunrise, and maybe even Cheyenne being one of those two teams.
I think that's a pretty good list. Is there anyone else you could throw in there? Pahrump?
I mean, if they were to play every playoff game at Pahrump, yes.
They're ahead of Sunrise Mountain right now, standings-wise. I think they beat them, right?
They did. They rallied. I had that game, Pahrump, baby.
So we're looking at quite possibly Sunrise-Virgin Valley first-round matchup. It's a little interesting.
I would probably take Sunrise in that game.
Wow. You can't quit Sunrise.
I know.
They're 3-5, and you still just –
When I get a glass of water in my hand, it's tough to drop, buddy. I mean
– I don't know what that means.
All right, you ready for the picks, baby?
Sure.
All right, first game.
Oh, you're going to lead it this week. All right, this is new. I'm going to sit back and let you do it. Go for it. I'm excited for this. It's the first time in like 5 years.
Took me 5 years. Well, because you don't have my picks yet, I'm at an advantage for the first time.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah! All right. Green Valley, the Gators, must win out to make the playoffs. Who knows if their bruised rib quarterback will return. They're at Coronado. Case, give me your take.
Coronado probably has to win out to make the playoffs as well.
That is very true.
I'm sure they have one other tough game left. Not sure who else they haven't played. But they're 0-3, so is Green Valley. God, I really feel like the Gators are headed in the wrong direction, but I can't pick them to lose against Coronado. Worried about who's going to play quarterback, but I got to go with Green Valley.
I totally agree. I think Coronado may not win a league game. Battle for Boulder Highway, the Basic Wolves, McAllister, Harris, Eagles. They're going across Boulder Highway to face the Foothill Falcons, who've had a trouble scoring this year.
Yeah, this is a game I've really liked in the past. I've covered several of them. I feel like a lot of times you could see it going either way. And I just don't see how this can go either way. You heard me make my case for Foothill earlier, but that was just making a case for the game to be close. I can't make a case that Foothill's going to win here. Give me the Wolves.
I have to take the Wolves as well. This game is better attended than Henderson Bowl. Partially because Foothill's got a 100-person band, and they each bring 4 people per game. But the old backyard brawl, I'll take the Wolf.
Are you
back.
Still on the Green Valley bandwagon?
I jumped off that bandwagon.
Wow, now you're with me on Foothill.
The cast is firmly off.
That Foothill band is the best I've seen in town.
Yeah,
hands
they're
down.
Good. They're good. They're good. You know when you got a semi in your parking lot, you got a good band, like a Foothill band
exactly.
Semi. Yeah. Silverado Skyhawks Silverado Skyhawks at Liberty. Senior night for the Patriots. Kind of a rivalry, if you will.
The Victory Bell, right? Or something like
that. No, that was last week against Foothill.
There's too many games. This is something. Like some neighborhood beatdowns or something like that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You don't want to play. There's some good seniors on this roster, too. Be an emotional, nice night for – Dado and Akihito Senior. Right?
Dado, second best player in school history.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good kids on Liberty. I think you could even make a case maybe at the end of this year that Dado deserves a number one spot.
No.
You could.
Kainakua's going to be in the league. Go ask every.
You don't get judged.
Go ask Ethan, who's. Go ask Ethan. He'll say Kainakua was Jesus Christ at Liberty.
I don't think you should get judged based on what you do on the next level. I think you get judged based on what you've done there. And I feel like Dado's been at the center of some bigger wins than Nakua was.
He was. He was in the Austin-Westlake game. But I'll say that Kai was kind of the founding father that took them from, I hope we could beat Vegas in the playoffs, to let's try to take on Gorman in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, no slight against either of them. I just think that there's no way you can underwhelm what Dado has done for this program. And also, you can't decide right now. They're in the middle of the year. What if this isn't going to happen, but what if they beat Gorman in the state championship? And Dado has 200 yards. You tell me he's not the best player in program history?
If they win the state championship?
Yeah.
Okay, next
game.
I'm
not saying it one way or the other. I'm just saying he's in the conversation. I've got Liberty.
Okay. I got Liberty, too. Rancho, Vegas, bone game. Last time Rancho won, Case, I don't even know if you were born.
When was it?
95, maybe.
That was a lot.
You were alive. All right. Whew. I was a freshman at UNLV.
I was
UNLV.
Already playing football by then.
Yep. Listen, God bless Rancho for trying. I thought they'd they were going to start cutting into the gap, but at Vegas.
Yeah, that one good year. What was it, last year?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, what has happened to that? I've got Vegas.
All right. Eldo at Canyon.
I've got Canyon.
All right. Cimarron, we've talked about this briefly, at PV Nation. Your boy, Riley, the second best running back in town, number one in your heart.
This kid, I think this kid's got to be getting some offers. He's got to go play somewhere.
Let me check out.
He's so good. I was so impressed.
How do you spell
him.
His first name? T Y R E E.
E E. Correct.
Okay.
I was very surprised.
Of course, we say this without knowing if he's a qualifier.
Well, yeah, but you told me that he had an offer from Adams State. I just thought he would have more than one. I think someone that gets this kid is going to have a steal because.
Wow, they say he's only 5'10", and then he runs a 4.7.
Okay. Well. He seemed faster than that to me.
Yeah, maybe that
he
was.
He is a little undersized, which I knew probably doesn't help matters. But a kid with his ability, I would like to get on the roster if I'm some college.
Yeah.
That being said, Palo defensively hasn't been a wreck this year by any means, other than the legacy game where they give up 45 points. Otherwise, there have been low-scoring games where they've just lost. I think that they're going to be able to limit Riley enough. I mean, that's literally all Cimarron has to me is Tyree Riley. You stop him, you're winning the game. And I think Palo Verde does that, gets on the board, gets a victory.
Okay, because I have a lot of respect for your football knowledge, and you saw Cimarron play, and you've seen Palo play this year, right?
Yes.
Okay, if you're taking Palo, I'm taking Palo. I'll go down with the ship.
Palo times two on that one. What's next?
Battle of the Bulls.
Thursday night this year, I think.
Arborview if you bangin' at Legacy.
Why do you always say Arborview if you bangin'?
That's what the kids say, and I don't know what it means. Okay. Hopefully I'm not saying anything bad.
What do they say for Legacy?
Roll Tide? I don't know.
Hook 'em.
Hook 'em. Anyways, Legacy had a bye week last week. Kind of lick its wounds a little bit from that 22-19 loss to Faith. Listen, they're going to be able. This game is going to be close because nobody's going to throw it. If the game wasn't in Utah, I'd go see it because I know it's going to get over quickly. But I think Legacy keeps it close, but Arborview wins.
Yeah, I can see that scenario. The thing that stands out to me just about Arborview is just their defense is so nasty. It is really hard to move the ball on them. And I think Legacy in all these games, even the one they lost to Faith Lutheran, we mentioned they piled up 500 yards. It seems like they've been able to move the ball at will, done whatever they've wanted to do all year. I think that's going to end this week. I just think Arborview is going to be able to stop them. And I haven't seen Legacy, so it's hard for me to say, but I don't think that Legacy's going to be able to stop our review in the same way.
Yeah.
I got the Aggies.
And that Isaiah Heron kid is the real deal, as I told you.
Absolutely.
Okay. I take Arborview as well. Okay.
It might be the same on every game this week. The suspense is building.
Next game. Oh, here's our different one.
All right.
My Shadow Ridge Mustangs at your Faith Lutheran Crusaders.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a different one.
Really?
Not with the way you introduced it. I feel like Faith Lutheran is
You just
close.
Sung their praises, dude. You can't tell me.
I feel like they're close, but not quite there. Shadow Ridge is coming off a week. They put up 60 points. I know Centennial's defense is down. They're not the same team. They still put up 60. 61 on Centennial. Malik Lindsey tearing it up. Elijah Young.
Malik Lindsey went for three Bills.
Yeah, I'm going Shadow Ridge.
Okay, I'm going Shadow Ridge too. Real fast, I forgot to tell you, and nor have I told Malik Lindsey, but he's our Wingstop Player of the Week.
All right, there you go.
So shout out to Malik. We'll be getting in contact, get you some chicken, and a nice story on LasVegasSun.com.
All right. Yep, I thought you might go with Faith on that one, actually.
No.
All right,
I can't
Ridge.
Believe you're disrespecting Faith like that. Okay.
How am I disrespecting? I think they're great.
Well, not good enough.
This is a tough division.
All right. Bishop Gorman on the charter bus to play Desert Oasis.
Last thing I want to say one more thing about that game is Legacy and Shadow Ridge, we've established earlier, have not played, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I think that's another toss-up. If Legacy beats Shadow Ridge beats Faith Lutheran. Faith Lutheran's already beat Legacy. We could have a three-way tie.
They play on the 4th, Shadow and Legacy.
So Shadow needs to win both of these to get the 2. If not, we're in a three-way tie, and none of us have any idea what's going on.
Except for some guy in the Philippines.
Okay. I'm taking Bishop Gorman over Desert Oasis.
Okay. I agree. The question is does Dio get in the end zone, baby?
I think I might have given him 6.
Okay, so I got to get my picks to you. Next game, Sierra Vista at Durango. We're number two. Who do you like, kid?
I don't know why you keep doing that. I think this might be the one where we can be different on. I'm going with the Mountain Lions.
Yes, I just picked up a game, baby.
You're that confident?
Yeah, baby.
I really think this is a coin flip.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you right now, Durango checks every box in my little check down. Best player on the field, Kamarja, right?
Yeah, Kamara.
Kamara, same thing. More physical team in the trenches.
I don't know about that. Maybe my vision of Sierra Vista is wrong, but I get them as just like this hard-nosed defensive team. It's going to hit you and see if you can keep coming back for more. So I'm not you can say your guy's the best player, sure. I'm not ready to concede that my Mountain Lions aren't the more physical team.
Going to be a close game. Team that makes the least amount of mistakes obviously will prevail, if you will, Mr. Kiefer. But I'm pretty confident about Durango.
It's at Durango. That makes me like your chances. I'll always take the side with the home team. But just this time, I like what Sierra Vista has done. I feel like we've seen more. Durango, it's just like terrible last year, very good this year. I think Sierra Vista's more been building to this point. I don't know. I feel like narrative-wise.
Okay, let's reconstruct the $5 bet, which I'm down $5 in. Maybe
I think you're down 10.
5, 10 at this hour. Pick what's em? It matter? Pick them, I'll do.
All right.
What do you mean you laugh?
No.
You just tell me.
No, it's me. I know. It's me.
Okay, pick them.
I honestly probably should be like 3, but I'll do a pick them. Is this close enough?
+3?
Yeah.
For Durango?
No, for Vista.
It's so fine. You admit they're fine. The underdog?
I think they're a slight underdog. But I would probably say they're the slight underdogs and they're on the road, which you think has no bearing at all.
Let me see if I can get an official line on that game.
From what? The station casinos?
Yeah. Let's see if I have somebody who knows.
Sorry, our host, the South Point. No, we'll see what other people think. I'm going Sierra Vista. I love this game. Think it's going to be close. Mountain Lions for me. What's next?
All right, next game. Oh, another good one. Two good ones. Here we go. Spring Valley at Clark.
Yeah, this one stopped me in my tracks. I had to really start thinking about who I was going to go with. I'm going with Clark, though. I feel like they've kept some of these games close.
I can't believe that.
Defensively, I'm going with the Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers as well. I just think that
I think we got one more difference.
Spring Valley is kind of like feast or famine with the Casey Moore kid throwing the rock. And they're just not completing enough passes. I think if Clark could recover from the beating at Gorman, they got a chance. Next game.
Spring Valley hurt me in the banner game last week, so I'm holding a grudge.
Yeah.
That might be part of it.
And shout out to Bonanza for winning that banner game. Didn't realize how cool of a night it was until I saw Jesse Granger's photos. Those kids were really emotional, bro, and that to me is cool. Motown at Pahrump.
I feel like Mojave's gotten better. They're scoring a little bit of points now. They've been playing defense all year. That being said, we all know about Pahrump's home field, and not only home field, I think they're the better team. So I think this will be closer than maybe I would have picked a couple weeks ago, but I think the Trojans win.
I agree with everything you said. Next game, Western at DP.
Really tough one. I'm going to go Desert Pines.
I agree with everything you've said. Okay, Sunrise Mountain at Cheyenne.
Well, hopefully, God, now I can't. I did all these beforehand. Now I can't remember for sure who I picked in this one, but
you know who I'm picking, of course.
Well, I thought I did them all. I can't find them now. I am going Cheyenne.
I am going Sunrise.
There we go. I think that Cheyenne has had a pretty explosive offense. I think that I don't think we've talked about them enough. I think they've been very good this year. They almost beat Canyon, who's one of the best teams in the city.
Yeah. That's when Canyon was kind of
all right. You just love you'll think of anything. If Sunrise Mountain plays Gorman, I'm pretty sure you might pick Sunrise Mountain.
Yeah.
I'm going Cheyenne, so we're different on this one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, all right. Looking at a picture of myself on the internet, looks like I may be getting a bald spot in the back to coincide with that gray. I'm very excited about it.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Case. Oh, no, I'm reading the picks this week. Sunrise League champion Virgin Valley at Boulder City.
Yep. Not only are they going to be the league champion, which they already are, but they are also going to be undefeated in the league. So there's no way they're losing this game. I did pick Cheyenne in the picks. I already did, too. So I'm happy about that.
Next game, the Moapa Valley Pirates at the Cowboy Corral against the Orange and Black hitting attack Chaparral Cowboys.
Here's another one where we could be different, right? This is a pretty close game. I think you can make cases for both, but look, I've already made the case for Moapa Valley. I always thought they were going to get it together. Now they're actually blocking for Jacob Levitt, who's running all over the place. Dayton Wolfley last week, I think, had three interceptions and three more touchdowns on offense. So shout out to Dayton Wolfley. Unbelievable night for that kid. I'm going with Moapa Valley.
Yeah, I like that. I like your thinking. Name on the front of the jersey. You've been a smart
piecing it together by the end of the year.
Yeah. Listen, I just can't go against Devin Gaddy and the petite kid and the quarterback who slings it around. I think the Cowboys will throw until the clock hits Saturday until they win this game. Chaparral big.
Big
as in a lot of points. Okay. I think the final might be 48-41.
With Moapa winning.
No. Go, right. Cowboys, go. All right.
So we're different on three games. That's good.
One more game, Del Sol, non-league game, playoff tune-up for Desert Pines against Bonanza.
Let's see some of the – who are the kids that shined from Bonanza last week?
The Hill kid, the Ronaldo Hill kid.
Let's give him some love. Yep, Ricardo Hill, over 150 yards. Cannon Reed, one of the best names for a quarterback ever, threw the ball around okay. R.J. McCarter, another one of their key guys.
again, just so emotional. You saw those pitchers, right?
Yeah, so good for them. And I think they're going to have another chance to be excited and get a win because I don't – Del Sol's season's over.
No, they played Desert Pines in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, exactly. Essentially over. Established that. I'm sorry.
Could I tell you what else?
They're going to lose to Desert Pines, and they're also going to lose to Bonanza.
Hey, next week –
What are you getting, waiting?
Well, I don't know what to believe. Maybe this is a typo. It says that the 3A semifinals are the 28th, which is a Friday. Do you think they're going to wait until Friday to play all the games? Or do you think that's just a typo?
What do you mean?
Well, because the games next week are on Thursday because of Nevada Day.
Well, that's semifinals on the 28th, so won't it be quarterfinals?
Look right here, 28th regional 3A quarterfinals.
Huh. So you think they might have a two-week break? I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. All right.
It'll be interesting. That wouldn't be a two-week break. They would just be playing on Friday instead of Thursday because of Nevada Day.
Yeah, which would be miserable. Let's get it all done in one day.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's interesting. We'll look into that. We'll report back next week on Prep Sports Now, where we'll preview the 3A playoffs. For Ray Brewer, I'm Case Kiefer. Thanks for listening.